At this time, 300 prominent Parisians, including artists and literary figures such as Guy de Maupassant and Émile Zola, signed a petition to stop the construction. The petition called the tower useless and monstrous, while the signatories claimed it would both disfigure and dishonour the city. Maupassant is said to have later frequently dined at the tower's restaurant, as it was the only place in Paris where he could not see the tower he once hated so much. However, the city officials and Eiffel ignored this petition, and construction continued on the 986 feet tall or 300 metre structure. In order to build such a massive structure in such a short period of time, the individual pieces of the 7,000 tonnes of wrought iron were prepared at an off-site workshop. From there, they were transported to the site and riveted into place. Having over 18,000 separate parts to the structure allowed the tower to be put together quickly and easily by using smaller cranes. This also posed fewer dangers to workers. While there was one death reported throughout the construction of the tower, this was far fewer than on most work sites at the time. Another innovation was to install temporary hydraulic pistons beneath each